CBR episode 519 on May 17th, 2024.
Nice blend there, Greg. Mm-hmm. Gotta say, you really can do those intros. Welcome back to Craft Beer Radio, people here in the room. I guess we had a spring break.
Yeah.
A bit of a spring break. We haven't done a show since before we left for Atlanta.
Yeah, January.
So February was our last show. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a break. It's been a minute. We've been traveling. Greg's been traveling, and then we traveled some more. So
just ended up that way. Yeah. What are you going to do?
But Greg traveled to a very nice place with a very nice beer.
Yes. This is Spotted Cow from New Glarus Brewing Company. This is available only in Wisconsin. So when I posted it to our Discord, which reminder to everybody, check out our Discord. And now Jeff is looking for...
Got everything here but the bottle opener.
There you go.
Thank you, Greg.
These jingles, I don't know if you'll be able to even hear them with the AI we have post-processing, but all my keys, jingle, jingle, as he brings out the Spotted Cow. Now, this is a farmhouse ale, technically, or at least that's what they call it. It's a lager with some flavor, basically, if you ask me. And it's great. Although they do it in cans now.
Okay.
And what I found was that I liked it in the bottles more than the cans.
Uh-oh.
But I have a theory as to why.
Okay.
And that's why there are two other bottles here.
Oh, I'm guessing that's something to do with light striking.
No, that's not. Because like I said, it was better in the bottle.
Okay. Well, right. But maybe it's a Saison-y thing where it's better with a little bit of light striking. Oh. So I thought the two other bottles that you were talking about were going to be you had out on the counter for a week and out on the counter for 2 days or something.
Nope. They were all, these have all been in the fridge in the same spot for, since the beginning of April.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So beer pours. I poured it very just incrementally in each little glass. So we all got kind of the same amount of haze and it is hazier than I would have expected it to pour. I didn't even like drain the bottle. I left some most of the sediment in the bottom.
Well, it's got lots of yeast in it. You'll be able to tell when you taste it.
Okay. Yeah. It's a golden color with, very hazy. Looks like a mix between a Hefeweizen and a Witbier.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of banana stuff up front. Ooh. A little bit of the candy, circus peanuts too.
Okay. First thing I was smelling was like a crackery malt, like a biscuit or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And then kind of some hops, you know, like a noble hop or something like that, a little spicy.
Yeah.
A little floral.
It's got a lot of good flavor on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very flavorful, pretty mild, not going to blow you over with flavor.
Did we used to call this a cream ale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now you're saying it's labeled as a farmhouse. So maybe it always was labeled as a farmhouse. I don't know. But, you know, like I think there is a little bit of that sweetness from the malt that I don't know if there's corn in the grain bill or not. Cream ale typically has some corn in the grain bill, but the flavor still goes that way, especially if you're expecting it. You know, you get a little bit of that kind of sweet, malty.
Mm-hmm. And I think it makes sense. You know, Wisconsin's going to be out there where there's going to be lots of farms in that area of the country and lots of corn.
Very smooth, subtle.
It tastes like an Allagash.
Yeah, it has a lot of character from its from its yeast, which is, you know, not what you expect for like a flagship beer in general. Like the beer that is the thing that's like, oh, everybody wants to try it because you can't get it. And it's just this subtle little beer. Mm-hmm. It's not like the most amazing thing ever.
I like it.
It's everywhere there. Like it is everywhere. And in the airport on the way out, they had like you could buy 24 packs of the cans there, or six, or 16, or yeah, 12 packs of the cans.
That's awesome.
So my theory is that the reason why I thought it was better in the bottles and the cans is because every time I had it there, I did not pour it into a glass.
Okay.
So I was drinking it directly from the vessel. And I think this tastes great out of the bottle.
Huh. Interesting.
And I don't think this tastes very good. Like it doesn't, it loses a lot out of the can.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it loses a lot in the glass. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying, oh, okay.
No, it's great in the glass.
Okay.
But I think this is like, this just works really well in the bottle. That's why I have those bottles, and you could try it if you'd like. Maybe we can wait till later.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It would be more of, yeah, I mean, ultimately, it would be cool to have a can, a bottle, you know,
yes,
to be able to try it all.
But yeah.
We have to go back to Wisconsin to get that.
You can wash out one of those cans, put some in there, and
there you go.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect experiment. No flaws there.
No.
All right. So that was a new Glarus because Greg was out in Minneapolis, right?
Wisconsin. It was in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. You had your big corporate trade show thing out there.
Nice.
And next year, San Francisco.
Ooh.
Nice.
Maybe. We'll see. There's nice parts of San Francisco.
I went 5 years ago, I guess.
But there's a lot of like gross parts too.
Yeah.
So I want to check out those redwoods again.
Oh, yeah. I've never been out there.
Oh, they're blow your mind. They're just taller than skyscrapers.
Like, what?
So Greg missed the eclipse because he was out in Wisconsin on that day. But Shannon didn't.
No, I didn't.
Got to. The weather, you know, was pretty dodgy all over the place. So what we did was, I couldn't sleep. I was a kid waiting for Christmas morning kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So no sleeping for me. I think I got up at 1:30 in the morning, hit the road by like 2:15, probably before that. Yeah, it was and that. When we left, it seemed like our best odds were like having to go all the way out to almost Indiana, like Western Ohio. Mm. So we drove and got to my first proposed location by 6 a.m. And still kind of cloudy. The weather report, as I was driving those 4 hours across Ohio, better skies opened up closer to home. I drove past, you know, areas mm-hmm. where there were better skies. So that was annoying. But we found a place called Van Wert. Small little town, tons and tons of people from Michigan and Grand Rapids like went to there. Like it was like little Michigan. But it worked out well. There was a high haze in the sky, but got to see the eclipse.
That was beautiful.
Shannon, yeah, she gets it now. And
just incredible.
What was really cool, which I didn't expect, was last time we saw the eclipse, it was during a solar minimum. This time it's during a solar maximum, and you could see the prominences mm-hmm. with your naked eye. You've seen the photos, right?
Yeah.
It was like, what? Like, I wasn't expecting that at all. So that was so cool. All right. This beer is one we picked up on our way to Atlanta. We spent the night in Knoxville, Tennessee, and there's this brewery called Zuhl, XUL Beer Company. And one of the best breweries I've been to in a long time. So hopefully the beer's held up since the end of February and we can try this one. This one is called Rhymes with Dimes.
Rhymes like Dimes.
Rhymes like Dimes.
From Zuhl.
There are no dimes. There is only Zuhl. Citra, Galaxy, Nelson. It says, Ode to the King, rest in peace. This is an ode to MF Doom. MF Doom.
They had a ton of trademark infringing merch.
That's right. It seems like so long ago.
Yeah.
So much has happened since then.
All right. So You read the hops off. You said Citra and Galaxy, yeah, and all those tropical, fruity, mm-hmm. dried fruit hops.
All the lovelies.
The aroma comes across a little bit.
Can't you guys just wait here about a half hour?
Yo, keep going. I'm trying to find the MF Doom.
All right. Comes across guava-y for me. It's a little... a little oniony on the side, but it's not really overpowering. But it, I think it is there.
No, I don't.
There is a really cool MF Doom instrumental I'm trying to find. Keep going.
And the beer is a hazy IPA, and the flavor, nice creamy mouthfeel, full mouthfeel, brings those tropical hops, has a little bit of a straw flavor to it. What do you got?
Still just as good as it was when we got it at the brewery, I think. I think it sat well these last couple of months. Very fruity, very tropical.
Mm-hmm. Talking to the mic, not to me.
Very tropical. Sorry.
This is not what I was looking at, but hey, it's pretty cool. MF Doom.
I am not familiar. I wouldn't have recognized the name MF Doom.
He wore like a kind of a Mexican wrestler thing.
A luchador.
Yeah, luchador thing. Yeah, so definitely guava-y on the nose. Lots of those tropical notes. The... very hazy.
What goes with this hazy more so than tons and tons of hazies I've had recently is this one has that creamy, velvety body to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost wondering like if I had lost the touch to taste these, because there's been so many hazies lately where the body is kind of thin and chalky and astringent. And I'm like, they're just not as delicious as they used to be. And this one has the body that makes the whole thing more luxurious.
Yep. There's a song from MF Doom called One Beer. There's also a song called Rhymes Like Dimes. So it's up to you.
So smooth. Very like a velvety smooth.
Yeah, we actually left here to try out more Knoxville breweries, and it was one of those things where it's like we should have just stayed put, you know, because like this, they were head and shoulders better than the next best brewery in town.
I think this is it. This is the one they really. Yeah, this is the instrumental that I really love.
Is it where you discovered your shirts too?
Yeah,
your new favorite.
There's a. I don't know if they're my new favorites. I like them.
Well, they're my new favorites, okay. Anya.
There's a flannel company called Dixon, and they make these shirts that can be collectible. Like, they do limited runs of flannels and stuff like that, and there's people that do collect them. Well, they had a pop-up at Zool, and I decided to buy a couple, and they're nice.
They're nice.
Like, I would have never thought there's a difference from one flannel to another. You know, like, it's just a shirt, right? There's buttons and a collar and sleeves, but... these Dixon flannels are pretty freaking nice. So,
it even has the little glass cleaner on the inside of the shirt.
Yeah, in the bottom corner on the inside of like the thing, there's a little triangle of microfiber to like for glasses and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
So they put that there. It's a lot of motorcycles culture too. So one of the ones I got, instead of buttons, it snaps. So when you're on your bike, you can just kind of rip the thing open to, you know, ventilate and stuff like that. What else? I don't know. It's a nice cut. I like them. So
they're nice.
Yeah, I got a set of new shirts. I bought four of them thinking that, well, they're collectible. Maybe I'll sell one or two of them, you know. And I'm just going to keep them all. I'm just going to keep them all. All right. That was Rhymes Like Dimes. And where do we want to go next? Since that was so enjoyable, why don't you grab the beer over there? Because that's another IPA from Zool. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Zool Central tonight.
Which one is this one?
This one is 8-Bit Sunset. What? 8-Bit Sunset. 8-Bit like the video game.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I've seen this before, or a lot of brewers have...
Shubru
grew up in video games.
Shubru did a bunch of those pixelated IPAs. Mm-hmm. Probably what you're thinking of.
Mm.
Like the 8-4 we did not too long ago, right? That was an ode to the last level of Super Mario Bros.
Right, yes.
Did you give me your glass there, Greg?
I need to finish my... I'm just enjoying this one. I want to savor it.
We got to keep the show lively for the listener.
We don't do that
for the listener. So
I know. Okay, there you go.
Let's see. I'm on their site now. I'm trying to find their beers. Are you sure recent collabs?
So I'm always looking. I can read the label here. It has Citra, Citra Incognito, Citra Cryo, Citra Spectrum, and Passion Fruit. So a little bit of Citra in here.
A little Citra.
And in collaboration with Bearded Iris Brewing. I don't know where Bearded Iris is. Doesn't say. Again, Zool is in Knoxville, Tennessee. Highly recommend.
Definitely going back there again next year when we go back out.
Okay. I won't argue. Okay. And we're not going to go run to the other breweries.
We're just going to stay
there. Hang out at Zool.
Yeah.
This one has a little bit of a grittier aroma. It's a little more dank, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's still some tropics in there. But then I got this weird, like, unexpected floral thing pinching through.
There's an orange blossom thing in there.
Okay. Yeah, orange blossom. And there's something that's almost like a some kind of candy aroma, like a peach Jolly Rancher or sweet tart or something like that, like aroma-wise.
I'm picking up a leathery.
Can I smell your glass? Make sure that the can didn't give us different layers. Nope, smells the same to me.
Okay.
Is it dank?
There's
a dankness in there that I think is coming through as kind of leathery. Yeah.
Mixed with the fruity citrus.
Yeah. I'm not saying that there's not leather. I'm just saying you don't have something in your glass that's not in mine.
It's fruit leather.
Huh? Are you serious or are you joking?
Now I smell strawberries.
See, when you say fruit leather, I do smell fruit roll up, like that concentrated, like.
I was kind of joking, but kind of not joking in the sense that it's fruity and therefore that's why it's leather. But
yeah, I don't get any of that like dusty library kind of leather smell that the way we define it often is that kind of dusty, leathery barn library den thing. I'm not getting that.
No, it's almost just like a. And now I'm just smelling strawberry. I don't know why that's the only thing that stands out, but before it was kind of a musty aroma mixed with the citrusy.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't taste too dank.
The flavor brings big fruits. For me, it's peach and strawberry, I think, is what I'm getting.
Yep.
It's a little resiny. That's where some of the dankness comes from. It's not as like bright as the last one, right? The other one was really bright and shiny.
A small but quick sip and drag it across your tongue, kind of suck it across your tongue, and you get like this like super candy flavor, almost like cotton candy, like peach cotton candy or something like that.
Nope.
You brought in air. I meant just without air, just kind of roll it past your tongue quickly.
You don't get it?
Mm-mm.
I do, but it's more like maybe it's just because I've been eating saltwater taffy, but it's
palate drift. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means those are the connections you're likely to draw, mm-hmm. or things you've drank and ate recently. So this one probably isn't as overall luscious as the last one, but it has facets that are amazing.
Oh, don't get me wrong. This is really tasty. And if you had those at a bar, you would not be disappointed.
Well, I mean, it's like if I had to pick one or the other, one's like just a pleasant experience. And this one has, there's like four things in there that are just drawing my attention, right? You know, it's like, which experience is better depends on what you're looking for.
I feel like this one's a little bit more bitter. I feel like this one is a little bit more, the fruit is less tropical and it's more, or less ideally tropical, is more traditionally tropical, like oranges and things like that, right? So there's a bit more of an earthiness to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. The resiny dankness that's in there, which is a total undertone to the whole thing, but it does change the tune of the beer.
So I'm thinking, if I'm sitting watching a sunset, 8-bit, of course, like, you know, so the sun is a block.
Like the intermission in Top Gun, right? In the Top Gun video game, there was an intermission where you see the sunset.
Mm-hmm. Everything's blocky.
That's PJ. He knows.
I know.
And, but, you know, this is a nice beer to sort of sit there and watch the sunset with. I get it.
The more I drink it, I think I would, I am going to spoil my rankings. I think this one, as I'm getting to the bottom of my sample, has surpassed the last one.
It's really good. I just really taste the strawberry, and I love that strawberry flavor that's just really popping out.
That's so odd, because to me there's like no strawberry.
Really?
Yeah. it is a lot of orange to me.
Okay. Almost like a Sunny Delight or something, right? Like a little
kind
bit.
Of, yeah.
Like there's a little bit. I mean, I think the peach is better. Like, then, you know, there's not like a nectarine or anything.
There's a peach at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're I'm not tasting strawberry, but it's not at all a dominant flavor in my mind. It's like I can totally get where you're coming from, and your tongue is your own, so you're not wrong about what you're tasting. But yeah, to me, orange, and I think peach at the end
is
a good call.
Definitely peach. Yeah.
Oh, don't forget, there's actually passion fruit in this beer.
Yeah, and that I can't, like, I don't have enough experience with passion fruit to be able to pick that out and say, that's passion fruit. And it's not as, at least to me, it's not as obvious as, say, guava when I taste it. Like,
yeah,
that's guava.
Yeah, I get you. Now that I remind that, I kind of, especially towards the bottom seems a little bit thicker, like a little bit of the puree still in there or something. I bet you if I poured the dregs of the can out, I'd get like a bunch of passion fruity bits. You know,
do it.
A lot cloudier. Super milky, hazy. Oh, that's bitter. That's all the bitter bits too. Yep, that brought all the bitter bits. All the cryo, citra, spectrum, incognito.
Citra, cryo, citra, incognito, citra, spectrum.
Wow, citra. That's like, do you want to taste extremely,
I'll give it a shot.
Extremely like tongue raking hop resins? Yeah, it's best without that.
There's not a lot of flavor there. There's just scratchiness. I can see how mixed in with the rest of the beer, it would work. But at the end, it's just kind of, we're scratching your tongue. Yeah. It's not like Bittrex bitter, right? It's not like, for those who don't know, Bittrex is the most bitter chemical there is. It's chemically designed to be only bitter, basically. And they put it in like cleaning stuff.
Okay.
Well, I wish we had more of both of those last two.
Well, we'll just have to go back to Knoxville.
Well, February.
Yep. So after we went to Knoxville, we went to Atlanta for a conference called Workbench Con. It's a conference for like maker influencers and stuff like that. So there was a bunch of YouTubers and Instagrammers and stuff there, you know, and Chin and I are doing a little bit of that with Gnarly Burl brand, you know, making in our shed and stuff like that. So it was a ton of fun going down there. We got to meet a bunch of the people that we watch on YouTube
and stuff everyone like that. I wanted to meet.
Yeah.
I got to meet and got my picture taken with them.
Cool.
And they also, I mean,
they're really nice.
Yeah, they're super nice. I mean, they're not really like, they're not A-list celebrities. You know, none of them are that
big. Well, it's like when people met us at Savor, right? Like, and then they were like, oh my God, we're like, we're just two schmucks. So give me a brewery and a name.
This is another Zool.
Another Zool. You don't know how hard it was to save one of each of these when we were at the conference, because we already had these and we had to keep them in the fridge in the hotel.
I had three new Glaruses in my fridge. Three of those.
For
great, like, wonderful beers that would be amazing almost any time. Oh my God. Blood came out of
This is Betty's Blueberry Cobbler.
Oh, I remember this one. Do you remember?
So they don't just do good IPAs over at Zool. They do amazing fruity things too. Like they had peanut butter and jelly, which you've had other peanut butter beers or peanut butter and jelly beers. And
sure,
you're like, yeah, they're kind of gimmicky. The Zool one was downright good.
Oh. Phenomenal.
Blueberry cobbler, gluten-free sour with blueberry, vanilla, cinnamon, and brown sugar. This beer does not contain lactose.
What is it called again? I'm sorry. I didn't write it down.
Betty's Blueberry Cobbler 6.4. It is, well, I mean, it looks like a blueberry drink.
Yeah.
It's got that purple color, did you put food coloring in this?
Purple lacing?
Yeah.
I think it looks like syrup.
Yeah, it looks like blueberry maple syrup or something like that. Yeah, the blueberry that, a lesser brewery might put food coloring in here, but here you figure it. No, this is just how it came out.
And then you jump onto the aroma, and it's not blueberries. It's like cinnamon and other like pie spices and things like that. Oh,
there's blueberry, but there are pie. There are spices.
But it leads with the spices.
No, actually, weirdly, the first thing was blueberry. Now then the second step was okay. All the spices. So, I mean, you know, it's however your nose and brain decides to
figure it. It just smells like cobbler.
Yeah, so it smells like, yeah, it smells like.
Yeah, now I'm getting the mix.
It smells like pastry and cinnamon and sugar and the kind of the blueberry pie filling kind of aroma. That little jamminess is coming through on the side.
So what is going to impress me most here is if they get like the viscosity right. Because I think that's going to play a big role. If it's too thin, it's bad. If it's too thick, it's bad. Okay. It smells like it's got all the flavors spot on.
I should have gotten a picture of that.
Well, yeah, what is that? Was that a confirmation or a... He's sitting there with his eyes closed with his finger in the air. Now his hand is on his chin.
That was not what I was expecting based on the aroma, because
really?
the vanilla comes first. Okay. And they make a note of saying this doesn't contain lactose because it kind of tastes like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it has a, I mean, it's not milkshake kind of thick, but I mean, it has a gravity to it, which makes it fit the style of cobbler beer.
Yeah. And you could pour this over French vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Make a beer float out of that shit.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing.
No, you totally could. And the flavors are all there and they're fantastic, but you'd almost kind of miss the best part, which is the carbonation in the back of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
which gives it something extra.
It gives the blueberries their acid back, which
mm-hmm.
in pie filling, it doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
I wanted to drink that last one so bad.
I'm glad you saved it.
It was so hard.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
Oh, he said, wow. It's a wow beer.
I mean, most like, have we.
But when you say wow, like not saying
it's not
when it's blurted out like that. Those are natural wow beers.
And I don't hear that very often coming from Greg.
I've said wow to like crappy beers too, like wow. Wow.
That's not so great. This was definitely a different wow.
This is the kind of beer though that I would, if I had the kind of superpower that Jeff has, and I guess that you have inherited, I would love to keep a six pack of this and just have it and like have it once every 3 months or something like that.
Yeah. She begrudgingly inherits it. She was yelling at me the other day because I'm like, we got to save that beer for the show.
Oh, I was
she
like,
was mad. She was done. I was like, mad.
No. When are we going to have another show then? Because dang it, I want to drink this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, it's this one is, it's like a dessert wine. It reminds me of a dessert wine. Because you really don't, it's not for me anyways. I love this beer, but it's not something that I could drink a lot of. Exactly. Like I'm not going to go to a brewery and have two of these. You know,
The 5 ounces that we're each having right now.
Yeah, it's perfect.
5.3 ounces or so. Although, it's better than dessert wine, I think. I've had some, blueberry wines that they're interesting, but this is fucking delicious.
Yeah. So when I said a dessert wine, when I was comparing it, I meant like you don't drink. It's not an everyday beverage. Yeah. It's not actually, it's something that you're going to have very infrequently, like you suggested, Greg.
And drinking 16 ounces in a shot's kind of a waste.
And it's a little much because it's very sweet.
I could do it.
I could totally see getting a 4-pack, getting really high, watching something and just
with ice cream. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of watching things, did you happen to catch the Fallout series on Amazon?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just finished it. It's surprisingly good.
I would say it's aggressively mid.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, may I talk about that more?
Talk about it in the post show, yeah. Yeah, it's... but back to the beer. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things is, hey, here's a gluten-free beer that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not what you may have expected, but hey.
Is it gluten-free?
Yes, it's gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
You said didn't have lactose.
I thought you read
blueberry gluten-free. Cobbler, gluten-free sour, blueberry, vanilla, cinnamon, and brown sugar. I don't know what grain they use, but they say it's gluten-free. It reminds me, we talked about how much we're getting into cocktails, and I was watching some cocktail stuff. I managed to get some cool stuff from Maryland. I managed to bring some green chartreuse. But I can't tell whether it's green or yellow. It kind of rides the line.
But chartreuse is really
hard to find. $70. It was $70.
Oh, jeez.
I got some. I got some cool ingredients. Some cool liquors from outside of the state, which was nice.
Yeah, I've never had a cocktail with chartreuse. I do know that there's not a substitute. So when you can't get chartreuse, you can't really can't make those cocktails.
I'll bring some next time and we'll make what's the one I like? Champs Elysees. Brandy, chartreuse, lemon juice, simple syrup, and Angostura.
I'm not drinking this fast. The show's just gonna have to be delayed.
So you can sit on the side.
Greg's not drinking it fast either. We're both savoring it.
Okay.
All right. Well, while we're savoring it,
let's talk about trips.
Yeah. I'm thinking what's next? We went to Florida. We did Florida things.
We did family things.
Hang out with Shannon's family.
Well, it's your family too.
So I still have October and you.
Oh yeah. When is that?
Oh no! Now that might change. So that's mid-October.
Because we have the Makers Camp, and then we have Colorado. When is it?
Mid-October.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to. I think it's going to work.
Remember, all you need to do is come by my house once or twice and put water in there. That's it.
It's a no big whoop.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be able to make it work. We just have.
Probably really once because I'm only gone for a week.
So, and I could probably make it work without because they're both hardy animals and not going to be there. But
just write the date. You don't have to say it out loud.
It's not me saying it. It's that what are the dates?
The middle of October.
Yeah.
The middle of October.
I can get the dates for you.
Your conference is the end of October, so we should be good.
End of October, but Makers Camp is a little bit later. So I'm thinking it'll probably fall right in between both. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving the 14th. I'm arriving the 22nd.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Yep. I think that's that right.
Yeah, our travelers are going to bookend your trip. So,
you want to come over here and stay and dog sit then while we're in Denver?
No.
Are you sure?
I love dogs.
He doesn't want a dog sit.
But I don't want to live with a dog.
Only for a week.
And I've dog sat for Mystic, who was Damien and Megan's pit bull, but she was 20. She was just the most, I don't know.
Stop pressuring Greg. He's not going to watch Cooper. We'll just have Kaylee
I'm just getting offended a little bit because she was the most, and he's going to compliment
tall
her.
Tall and
that
loving
dog.
And also, she was a calm, very loving dog who would not hurt a fly. And
neither would Cooper.
Cooper jumps on you.
That's only because you bring him too many treats.
Yeah.
It's your own damn fault.
Cooper's been jumping on me since day one. That's not true. No, I like Cooper. And I would watch him for a day or two. But that's probably the extent of my
ability. That's fine. Don't feel bad.
It's fine. We have a dog sitter.
Okay.
We have a dog sitter.
So in Florida, did we do anything cool in Florida other than hang out with the family? I mean, hang out with family was cool, but cool. We'll talk about Botanical Brewing in the post show.
I don't think. Oh, yeah.
And
I never saw. I did have to, I never saw Mystic throw up and then eat it. I've seen Cooper throw up twice and eat it once. So.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Cooper doesn't throw up much, only when he tears apart the treats you bring. But not only, but if you've seen him throw it up twice, it's probably agitated by that. You want to grab another glass so you can save
The first time was not a treat thing.
Dan, another glass.
All right, back to IPAs, but this one is from Florida. This is Mosaic Material from Angry Chair Brewing Company.
I love Angry Chair. We've been there a few
Mosaic
times.
Material. Angry Chair is the metal brewery in Tampa. It they have, you go there right now, they'll have 7 Imperial Stouts on tap with different treatments of things, and then they'll have 5 double IPAs. And
we have that one right behind you, by the way. That
it's an oat stout, right?
Mosaic.
Yeah.
Mosaic Material. Okay. Yep.
So this one, according to Untappd, is a 5.5% Mosaic IPA. That's all it has.
The aroma, first off, the thing pours your traditional hazy IPA. It's a little more white. Looks more like a white wit beer. It has a white cloudiness to it. The aroma for me is straight up Mosaic. It's this tropical, dried pineapple, dried dates, a little bit of melon. like kind of a like a mellow cantaloupe.
Interesting that like they have a whole site and they don't have any like they don't have
they the beer. I think most of the beers are practically one offs, you know, so mm-hmm. they probably don't put too much on their site about it.
It doesn't say what are the hops in it.
I'm guessing Mosaic, since the name's Mosaic.
Yeah.
Material.
I was just wondering if there was anything else.
Double dry hop India pale ale with Mosaic hops. Keep okay. cold, drink fresh.
So they just use.
It makes me think that there
because
was.
Because it's so Mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, Mosaic was sort of a midway hop between the really. Dank ones and the more tropical ones, I would call it.
I mean, I would say it's full on phase three, right? It came in after Citra and it was like the first, like truly tropical is what
I mean, if that's what you want to call it, it is one of the earliest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Either this didn't sit on the shelf very well or it's just not up to par with
it's
Zoll's.
Just not up to par. The other one smells good, but the flavor is yeah. mouth feels light. It's a little bit scratchy on the tongue.
It definitely has
the
that.
The wheat that's in it that gives it its haziness is kind of gritty.
It's gritty, yeah. That's
yeah. Yeah, it this is flight is absolutely affecting this one because I mean, I think fresh and early, maybe right after New Glarus, it would be kind of okay, but still the New Glarus had more story to tell than this. Mm-hmm. This is kind of one note. It's also like, you know, if you got it at a bar, would you throw it out? No. Would you drink it? Would you get another one? You'd probably look for what else was on there.
Yeah, I would definitely look for something else.
Yeah. This, like when I was talking earlier about how like there's been too many hazy IPAs where they're like not satisfying because the body is mm-hmm. This is the malt character on this one is exactly what I was thinking of when
yeah,
I said that.
I just got a flavor that tasted watery. Like it had that like aquaceous like mm-hmm. quality yeah. to it, where it's like, yeah, you're missing body. You have hop flavor, but it's kind of more hop water with scratchiness than it is
yep.
having that bready body to give you mm-hmm. some substance.
Yeah.
That's disappointing because actually
it
there
still
was
gets
another one in the fridge just recently, a few weeks ago, like right before we went to Seattle. And it was, I drank that one because well, we had another one for the mm-hmm. show.
But also you weren't in show mode drinking
well,
in a flight. So there's so many times,
yeah, no.
countless times where I've been unsatisfied with the beer sitting at this table.
Yep.
And back in the days of Bombers, we'd reseal them and I would drink them a day or two later on the couch watching TV. And the beer was so much better mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. resealed and sitting in the fridge for 2 days than it was here being an asshole talking about the beer.
Yeah. So, which you could also say oxidation may have played a slight role in there.
Improving it though. Like, I think my standards are lowered when I'm drinking for that, recreation versus critique,
in the sense that slightly oxidizing might be okay,
maybe,
but overdoing it might be bad. You know how a slight oxidation can lend a beer an interesting quality, over oxidizing turns it into cardboard.
I suppose I believe
this is a yeah, this is a conjecture that is probably not true.
I feel a much stronger correlation is that we're drinking delicious beers on a mm-hmm. flight, and a beer that is lesser than the other delicious beers tastes lesser, where when you drink it alone,
yeah.
it
yeah.
tastes delicious.
This still gets nearly a 4 on Untappd, so this is not like people are
oh, yeah. no. Yeah, yeah, no, it's a good beer. And I think it also is hard to switch from this cobbler
yeah.
blueberry
yeah.
over to the IPA, because after my third sip of
this is almost like a palate
cleanser. Oh, okay. I like this now.
But if I had done this after the Zool IPAs, we would have had the same problems.
Yes. With yeah, we definitely
it had to be before the Zool IPAs.
But frankly, even after New Glarus had more body than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But I don't.
This feels like it's edging towards the kill category.
I don't think that it's aged well. I do believe, I know that we're really critiquing him. I understand that. We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that conversation before. But
I'm with you.
I'm most certain that this beer was much better just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, buy
it. I mean, it's been sitting in the fridge now
since March. I was stoked that the Zool beers held up. The IPAs that they held up as well as they did. Yeah. I was worried that they hadn't. So this is the one where that comes true.
Yeah.
On the way back from Florida, we stopped and spent the night in Greensboro, South Carolina.
That's right, we did.
And stopped at a couple breweries there. There was Aviator, I think. No, that's in North Carolina. Shoot. The one that was at the airport. I can't think of the name of it right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Grab your phone. You've got the flags.
Yeah, I don't know. Just not important. Just trying to tell a story to fill some time here. And me looking it up on my phone is not going to fill time. So
these nuts.
Yeah, it was fine. Didn't find anything knock out there. Knoxil, go to Zool. That's the moral of that story.
Knoxil, go to Zool.
Yeah.
Like, forge that in your mind.
Are you the key master?
Yeah, yeah. Make a tattoo of it so you don't forget. Like, memento Zool style.
I'd actually put a tattoo of Zool on my body somewhere. It might not be on my arm, on my sleeve here with the rest of them, but
yeah.
I would consider it. They have
Zool. Put it on Jeff's forehead.
Oh, yeah.
So that you always remember. Zool.
I'll remember. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I have to do that either. Although there's some other places you can put it on.
What? What's that mean?
When she does a certain thing, she wants to taste that cobbler.
Okay. I'll toss you away then.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he'd chicken out.
All right. Let's... We've got two more.
I said
beers.
I wasn't going to pour that out, but here, do you want it?
Pour it out.
Okay.
Oh, another bottle. Damn it. Greg, get the jingly jangles out.
Your jingles.
In that jingle jangle morning, he'll come following you.
Why do we not have a bottle opener sitting over here?
Well, wow. We don't traditionally do a lot of bottles, so.
I know, but we always have a bottle opener from from Craig. Remember him?
Let me tell you about Craig.
Who? All right. Who?
This beer is called All is Vanity, and this is from Bold Monk Brewing Company in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a fooder-fermented Saison.
From Bold Monk.
Bold Monk.
Comes in a half-liter bottle.
You said it's a Saison?
Fooder-fermented Saison.
It is a 2023 U.S. Open Gold Medal Award-winning Fodor fermented beer with their house saison and Brett with German Diamant hops, 5.2%.
This is one we didn't get to try. We just got the
bottle.
The bottle. And
we stopped. See, I think it's the only brewery we stopped at in Atlanta because. When we were at the convention center, the convention center is just stupid. Oh, there's a story we can tell.
Stupid, awesome.
Stupid, awesome, but stupid awesome. Isolated from other things.
Mm.
And Atlanta is just stupid.
For good reason.
Atlanta traffic is just stupid.
Yeah.
It's
coming
crazy.
From somebody who's not ever driven Atlanta.
Crazy bad.
Yeah, you never driven the Beltway or.
I have.
What, once? One other time?
I've driven the Beltway several times. He's talking about around DC.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. The Beltway around DC is one of the, like, it gets marks from people who are from LA.
Yeah.
As being, like, terrible.
So we, before the conference started, we decided to go get lunch over at Bold Monk. It wasn't too far. We stopped at a couple breweries. It was like day drinking, though. Like, there was no one at the first brewery. I can't remember the name of that one.
It was too early to check into the hotel.
That's what it was, yeah.
But it wasn't too late to start drink, or too early to start drinking for some reason.
We're on vacation.
Yeah, right. And in Atlanta, breweries open early. Nice. I think we went to one that opened at like 10 o'clock in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah, maybe. It's kind of, we were like, there was two people there.
Yeah.
All right. This beer pours a hazy gold like all the other beers except for the blueberry one. The aroma straight up is like, yeah, this Saison. Is a Brett beer. This is funky. It has that kind of woody, like rotten, like out in the forest, decaying log kind of aroma.
That sweater that you haven't touched in 4 years.
Oh man, kind of love a good saison.
A yeasty rope.
Mm-hmm.
A rope.
A with, yeasty rope. Rope
that's sitting in a kind of humid barn where the yeast is like landed on it and started to propagate. And
have you tasted that?
Yes.
I have.
We've had this conversation. Mm-hmm. Tastes like asphalt? Yes, I've tasted asphalt. Smells delicious. I mean, it smells like a good funky Brett beer.
I don't think that it lives up to its aroma.
Yeah. This is a gold medal award winning floater, and I'm getting kind of mixed like stuff from it that isn't really tasty. It's not tasty. It's complex, but it's not
tasty. But not in a good way.
Yeah. It's got complex bad flavors in it.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's too cold.
It's not that cold. It's kind of warm. Cupping our hands probably isn't going to make it much better. I don't think it's as bad as you guys are thinking it is right now, but it doesn't have like the zinger of like, oh, that's the thing to look at. You know, it's kind of.
I guess I had expectations of Hill Farmstead.
Yeah, I'm looking for something bright. I'm looking for something that's not. It doesn't have an undercurrent of dirt.
Dirt. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to swallow.
It's a very fungal quality to this beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worm dirt. Like really good soil.
Mm-hmm. But a composty note. Delicious composty note.
I mean, do you guys taste that?
I do.
I taste,
There's a fungal thing, not too unlike like the grow bag for the lion's mane.
Yes, like,
Like the grain and the mycelia colony and stuff in the lion's mane bag doesn't smell unlike this.
It's complex enough that I keep trying to find something, but I can't find anything in here that's good. I get a lot of really interesting bad flavors.
See, I don't have anything that is like, oh, that's the good part. This isn't coming out how I want to come out. I find the exploration of the beer enjoyable. It is mostly Brett, and that
is not good limits, on its own. Yeah.
It limits the opportunity, where if it was in a mixed culture and there was more tartness to it and more sourness to it versus just the dirtness to it.
It's dirt.
If the beer that tasted like this won the gold medal, then the U.S. Open judges are up their own ass, because this is not a tasty beer. This is a complicated beer. I'll say it's an interesting beer, but it's not tasty.
Mm-hmm. Complicated, and I'm just trying to find something good.
Yeah.
It's getting more tangy for me now. I think I'm getting a little acclimated to it. vinaigrette salad this would go kind of with, you know,
that no, because it. Like maybe if you put some like truffle oil in it to okay. brighten it up a bit.
Right. It's not good, I guess.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to, I don't want to sway you guys. I just don't, I don't hate it, but it's not highly ranking on the show tonight.
If I was eating a Caesar salad
mm-hmm.
or a fish, like salmon or any type of seafood, not any.
Probably a white fish.
Trout. This would go well, I think. I mean, I wouldn't order another one, but I think it would, I think the two would complement each other. But that's about the only time that I think that I could enjoy it.
Honestly? Like, seriously, they did, this is, like, when you smell your own fart, you're like,
I just ate it.
Sorry.
I'm just trying, I'm okay, like, an everything bagel with lox on it?
No, that tastes amazing.
I know, but I can put those two things together and say, you know what? This would go with an everything bagel and lox. Tell me it wouldn't, Jeff. Taste it again.
I think the Caesar salad's a better call.
Caesar salad,
and trout's a good call. I don't know if I go with the lox and bagel. I don't think salmon. Mm-mm. I think whitefish is what it has to go with.
Well,
these nuts
taste like.
All right.
This mustache is ridiculous.
I have no idea what that is.
It's Skibbity.
Oh,
Skibbity toilet. So I was like communing with the Gen Alpha people, and there's this YouTube short series called Skibbity Toilet, and that's kind of where the Skibbity slang that all the middle schoolers are using came from. It's kind of interesting because there's like 72 short episodes of this thing, and it's this
wow.
How do I describe it quickly?
Wow.
Maybe I'll save it for the post show because yeah, Greg's cueing me off. He's starting the music there, so
wow.
All right. So, Greg, you brought this beer back from Maryland, right?
Yeah. Well, I bought it in Maryland. Not sure exactly where it's from.
Oh, well, let's see. Where is it from?
Frederick, Old Maryland. Mothertown Brewery.
I got to get some paper towels.
Okay. Get your paper towels.
Old Mothertown Brewery. What's the beer name?
Callisto.
Callisto. So back to ancient Greece. This was I didn't pick up a lot.
It's not poured over your laptop.
I didn't pick up a lot of beer while I was there, but this was one that I saw and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll give it a shot. And it wasn't terrible. So I said, hey, let's save some for the show.
Double oat stout.
Ooh.
So is it the double Callisto or just the Callisto?
Callisto. Oh, no, double oat stout.
But it doesn't say double Callisto.
No, it doesn't say double Callisto, but it says double oat stout. What's the brewery?
This is the Callisto. There is a double version of this.
Is that quadruple? Callisto squared.
The double Callisto
Old
is
Mother Brewery.
8%, and this is 6%. So, yeah.
All right. The aroma on this guy is kind of what you'd expect from a 6% oat imperial oat stout, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no booziness. There's a fireplace worth of like char aroma, like roast aroma.
So I'll warn you that just so you know, the Angry Chair got a 3.9. This got a 3.8.
Oh, okay.
So
that could be telling you something terrible about Untappd, or be telling you something terrible about the beer. I don't know.
Untappd's garbage.
There's a lot of newbies on Untappd.
Yeah. Yeah. Like any aggregate rater on the internet these days is hard to, to
back in the days where I was like using Beer Advocate and actually putting reviews on Beer Advocate. Beer Advocate had a character limit, right? Yeah. Like you actually had to write a thoughtful review to get submitted on Beer Advocate. Not saying that they were the most pristine source of data, but compared to just putting a couple stars on your phone and hitting submit.
There was a golden age of brewery websites where pretty much every beer was listed and they told you what it was made from and all that stuff. And that age is long past now. Now people don't want information. People want to yell at each other. So.
So. I really don't get a lot from the aroma.
I don't think it's really giving you much. I think it's giving you roasty. It's giving you stouty. And that's kind of it. It's not trying to overwhelm you.
It's not what I'm used to in a stout. I'm used to a stout going when I sniff it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to taste it. This one is just like, huh.
Oh, after that other one, the astringent notes carry through pretty rough.
Yeah. Most of the stouts that we end up drinking and trying are either really big stouts, barrel-aged stouts.
True.
We don't usually go towards the Irish stouts and the more mundane stouty stouts. And this is, while this is double oated or whatever, it's way closer to a traditional English style stout than, or an American double stout than an imperial stout.
Keep in mind, I'm at a liquor store. Trying to find mostly like interesting, cordials that I can bring. And I go to the beer area and hazy. Where's something that's not a hazy?
Yeah. Oh, no. No blames on the suggestion. Yeah. The beer is what it is. The beer is not a stinker. Is it an exciting style of beer? Probably not. I've had a sip or two, but it's also not bad. So. The smokiness and the roast dominates.
Very smoky.
It even wipes out like where I was expecting to find kind of that slick, chewy oatmeal mouthfeel. It seems like it got burned up in the fire.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right, because that second sip that I just had, it was almost like we were sitting around a campfire.
Yeah.
And if I had my mouth open and the wind shifted and it blew the smoke right into my face, that's what I'm tasting.
Yeah. It's not that far off from like a Rausch beer stout, you know?
It has a lot of smoky quality to it, which is when I was having it just alone, it was not something that I tasted, but the microscope.
Master powers of suggestion. Put it into your brain.
There's more astringent. This won the 2022 Best in Show at the Maryland Craft Beer Competition.
Best in show?
Best in show. Like that poodle that just won.
How is a beer best in show?
They pick all the winners from all the categories, and then they take the winners and they say which ones are the top three.
Because what's the beer that's best in this show? You have it right in front of you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of best in show, like the dog show appearance. I'm thinking of appearance when you say best in show, not like what we're doing right now.
But the dog show is judged on more than just appearance.
I'm tired. I haven't I went to bed at 12:30 and got up at like 4:10. So I'm on very little sleep.
Perfect. Perfect time and attitude. In the show.
So forgive me for being a blonde at the moment.
But you're not blonde.
I'm not blonde. Or am I?
No, well, judging by your eyebrows.
Maybe.
No, there's not that many there. It's really not.
All right. I think it's time to get on to the ranking.
Yeah.
There's some bottom dwellers. There's some
stars.
Top dwellers. There's the clear winner. There is this, which I don't know how they align up with those yet. But
there's a lot here to think about.
It's tough, man. We need to take a break and then to hit pause.
Yeah, we need to take another 4 month break.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, can we hit pause on recording for a minute?
No, that'll fuck shit up and I won't edit it and it just won't work. We gotta all do it live.
We gotta do it live.
All right.
We're doing it live.
I already have mine ranked, so.
Then go. Why do you want to pause it if you already have it? All right. Fine.
I'll go. So we have this one. We have this one.
Very descriptive.
I'm putting it in order. Just start from the bottom. Don't rush me, you guys.
I thought you said you had it.
Don't freaking rush me. Wait. Oh, how was that one not? Oh, hold on. I gotta go. Man, you guys are hurting me. I will go. No, fine, go.
You don't have it. You're just trying to
find
it.
Well, that's because I had to page down. And
do you want to go?
No, go ahead.
All right. I am going to put, and this may be controversial for the people in the room, I'm going to put this beer drinking right now, the Old Mother, in last place.
That is kind of controversial, yeah.
I wanted more than just the smoke, and it just brought the smoke. And I didn't hate the second to last place beer as much as everyone else did. The All Is Vanity from Bold Monk, that fooder aged one. I thought it had some redeeming notes. I liked it better. Overall, it was more interesting.
Didn't you pour it out?
No. Okay. You poured it out. For me, overall, it was more engaging and interesting than the Callisto. Then I'm going to put the Mosaic Material in third from last place from Angry Chair. Almost would put this one below the Fooder one, but not quite. Now it gets tough because Zool's freaking awesome. Where do I put Spotted Cow amongst the Zools? I think I put Spotted Cow next. It's a hard call. It's a hard call, but the Zools were really yummy. So Spotted Cow in fourth place. Then I'm going to put the Rhymes with Rhymes Like Dimes in third place. I'm going to put the 8-bit in second place because the more I drank it, the more the passion fruit and then like the peach flavors and the things and the highlights were really coming for me. And then I'm going to put the Blueberry Cobbler in first place because what? That beer is ridiculous. So,
do you want to take a picture? Or do you want to give me your camera so I can take one since they're.
Take it.
Do it. Oh, wait a minute. I should have. Do it. Here it is.
Do it. Do it.
All right. Wow. So, I'm just a little different than you. Yeah, that. So, in last place, I'm going to have to put the All Is Vanity, the Bold Monk.
Mm-hmm. It's the correct answer.
Two dirt flavored. I don't know. I just couldn't get past that dirt flavored. And I appreciate the dirt flavor, but that one was just, there was nothing else. It was just fungal, dirt. I expected a worm in the bottle. Their alcohol doesn't and then,
This is one beer by MF Doom.
And then next we have the Callisto, that we just, our last drink. There's only one beer left. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. To me, it just isn't a stout that I'm used to. I'm used to a much more full-bodied stout, something that just wows me, and it just didn't do that for me. Next up, then we have the Angry Chair, which really surprised me, disappointed me, because the mosaic. What is it? Material. Yeah. I don't think it sat well. But it had some good competition too, so I don't know.
This is Angry Chair by Allison Chain.
That's a good one. And then next, sorry, Greg. I mean, I really liked it. It was good, but this Spotted Cow is gonna have to be next. I mean, it was good. It was really good. It tasted like an Allagash to me, and I love Allagash. And I really thought I was drinking an Allagash. I mean, if you would have just poured that in a glass and handed it to me, I would have said, "Oh, that's an Allagash White." I really would have.
It's missing some of the spices. You probably if you had them side by side, you would have known.
Absolutely, I would have known. Yeah.
But in terms of the floral and the extra qualities of the yeast, you would have been like, it's like kind of a white ale. Yeah,
yeah, it tastes like a. So, then we have the 8-bit from, Zool is just gonna. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Zool just.
The ones
hands down, top notch. They're everything that they make. So 8-bit comes up next, and then Rhymes Like Dimes. And that was really tough because I think that they're really, those two 8-bits and Rhyme Dimes, they're very different, but they're different in their own way and delicious. Like, I love the way. You changed something in the...
Yeah. I gave you more gain since you weren't staying on mic.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't stay on mic now. I just gave you more gain. So.
No, but they're very different, but they're both really excellent. I love the tropical smoothness in the Rhymes with Dimes, and I love the strawberry peach that pops out in the 8-bit. So those are really tied, but if I had to pick, I'd say the 8-bit was third, Rhymes with Dimes second. First, again, like Jeff, I'm going to have to go with the Blueberry Cobbler because that is just amazing.
So if you could do me a favor, take a picture of that and then switch the Angry Chair and the Stout and take another picture.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
All right, Greg, give us your commentary though.
Okay. So, what was it called? Vanity?
The Vanity. The
Bold Monk.
Bold Monk.
The Bold Monk. Yeah, I don't get. On some level, I respect the hustle of making a beer that's shit, that's just all shit, but interesting. It's kind of, you might say, it's bad to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty bad. I would not recommend it. It certainly was a pour.
It's a pour. I'm pouring mine right now.
Yeah. That's a different beer.
You poured the stout.
Oh, well, it was a pour.
The next was the Mosaic, which just, it didn't have the body. Whereas the stout had the body. I think in the flight, it tasted too astringent. And I don't think it tasted too astringent to me when it was like pulling it out of my fridge, but in this flight, it definitely tasted too astringent. So the smokiness was overpowering. The rest are all great. I think the new Glarus ends up just in the middle of the pack because the other one sort of stood out more, but the new Glarus was great.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like as a go-to beer, absolutely fantastic. Like,
yeah.
You would, there is a go-to beer you'd want to have in your fridge all the time.
Oh yeah. And everyone who lives in Wisconsin has it in their fridge.
And they should.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then like the 8-bit was not as bright as the Rhymes Like Dimes. But other than that, really, really great. Lots of fullness and stuff like that. But yeah, the cobbler was just, you know, one of a kind awesomeness. I can't really complain about any of the Zool beers. Yeah.
If only we had the grape peanut butter and jelly to try
too.
Oh my
gosh.
I was as skeptical as anyone about peanut butter jelly beer because I've had some that are not bad,
yeah.
But I've never had ones that are wow good. And theirs were good.
But look, now it's time for the other way we rank, which is a different sort of ranking.
Mm, yes. All right. Do you want to go first?
Yes. Yeah.
Kill. Oh, shit.
Okay, so Kill is pretty easy for me.
Old Monk.
Yeah. Good, bad, and ugly. Maybe we call them. that's ugly in every way. In every way. So kill that. Marry? Well, the fuck, I'm gonna fuck the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get that cobbler all over my dick.
I think the Mary is an easy one here.
A Mary Spotted Cow.
Oh fuck yeah.
You're never necessarily going to get tired of it. It's never going to overwhelm you.
I'm going to marry the Spotted Cow. I'm going to fuck the cobbler. I'm going to kill that oat stout.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to be different.
Okay.
I'm going to marry the Rhymes with Dimes.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck, of course, the Betty's Blueberry Cobbler.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to kill.
You make it sound so dirty when you say that.
Do I?
You do.
And I'm going to kill the Bold Monk. Yeah. Done.
Yeah. Sorry, Monk. Sorry, you're out of here. Bye.
All right. That was fun. Good to be back in the saddle. Sorry for the long delay. Life gets in the way sometimes. And we'll kind of move on to the post show. So we'll catch on the flip flop there.
Yeah.
On the flippity floppities. We'll try the Spotted Cow from the bottle.
Oh, yeah. The one that you two want to marry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'd marry it too.
I mean, it's marriable.
Spotted Cow
is marriable.
Absolutely.
That song?
I just wanted to be different.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I could drink the Rhymes with Dimes or the 8-bit all day, every day.
I totally hear you. If every hazy tasted like Rhymes Like Dimes,
well, that's why you marry those.
The world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
What's that song? You know, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. You know, that's Spotted Cow.
Yeah. Okay.
Me, my wife, my lady by the sea.